You are going to listen to a man talking about modern painters. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Mark Rothko's works are a must-see for any fan of abstract expressionism, although the artist himself did not claim to belong to any one art movement. The first thing most people notice when they look at Rothko's paintings is the use of bright, vivid shades, lots of reds, blues, and yellows. The other instantly recognizable features of his work are the rectangles and squares. They have soft edges rather than harsh outlines, which give the paintings a gentler overall feel. Rothko even said that the paintings appear to contain their own life force, almost as if the paintings themselves were alive. It is perhaps surprising, then, that the paintings do not seem particularly impressive at first glance, but the longer one looks, the more one can see how these paintings really draw their audience in. Clifford Still was one of the first abstract expressionists. His works are mostly bright shades of yellow, orange, red, and blue. Talking about his own work, Still spoke about there being lifelines in his paintings, creating an energy field, which could explain their continuing popularity today. He also stated that the struggle between life and death could be found in his paintings, too. Additionally, he used a very thick paint mixture to complete his works, which contrasts with many other abstract expressionist painters. Edward Hopper was an American realist painter who was well known for his paintings showing snapshots of daily American life. Hopper painted scenes of loneliness and isolation. The scenes portrayed in his works seem quiet and invite the viewer to think about the world shown in front of them. Take, for instance, Nighthawks, one of his best-known works. The scene shows an almost empty bar with the viewer's eye being drawn to a male figure, drinking alone, looking like he might be in deep thought. Hopper has captured a moment in time, allowing the viewer to think about the man and his surroundings, and the wider context of the painting, too, namely the aftermath of the Great Depression. Grant Wood was an American painter who portrayed life in rural Midwestern America in the early to mid-20th century. His most well-known work, American Gothic, has captured the attention of art lovers for decades. It is a painting of a farmer and his daughter, which was posed for by Wood's sister and his dentist. The artist preferred countryside settings to urban ones in his life, spending very little time in cities. There has been debate about whether Wood was simply commenting on life in rural America, or if he was actively praising this lifestyle. The experts cannot seem to agree on a clear answer to the question: what was Wood's main intention? Wood began painting at a very early age, but also experimented with other media, including metal and wood. Apart from American Gothic, Wood produced advertisements and flyers, and he oversaw the making of stained glass windows in Munich. Jackson Pollock was an American abstract expressionist. Unlike so many artists, Pollock was well regarded and his art was successful during his lifetime. His patron, Peggy Guggenheim, liked his work so much that she even assisted with the purchasing of his residence. Pollock is most famous for his drip painting, which initially might seem a bit chaotic, but his technique was very calm, and he almost danced above the work to create the lines and swirls. His drip work earned him a lot of praise in the art community, but Pollock suddenly stopped using this drip technique after only 3 years. After he stopped using the drip technique, Pollock's commercial success fell quickly, as art collectors were not impressed by his newer work. Mark Rothko's works are a must-see for any fan of abstract expressionism, although the artist himself did not claim to belong to any one art movement. The first thing most people notice when they look at Rothko's paintings is the use of bright, vivid shades, lots of reds, blues, and yellows. The other instantly recognizable features of his work are the rectangles and squares. They have soft edges rather than harsh outlines, which give the paintings a gentler overall feel. Rothko even said that the paintings appear to contain their own life force, almost as if the paintings themselves were alive. It is perhaps surprising, then, that the paintings do not seem particularly impressive at first glance, but the longer one looks, the more one can see how these paintings really draw their audience in. Clifford Still was one of the first abstract expressionists. His works are mostly bright shades of yellow, orange, red, and blue. Talking about his own work, Still spoke about there being lifelines in his paintings, creating an energy field, which could explain their continuing popularity today. He also stated that the struggle between life and death could be found in his paintings, too. Additionally, he used a very thick paint mixture to complete his works, which contrasts with many other abstract expressionist painters. Edward Hopper was an American realist painter who was well known for his paintings showing snapshots of daily American life. Hopper painted scenes of loneliness and isolation. The scenes portrayed in his works seem quiet and invite the viewer to think about the world shown in front of them. Take, for instance, Nighthawks, one of his best-known works. The scene shows an almost empty bar with the viewer's eye being drawn to a male figure, drinking alone, looking like he might be in deep thought. Hopper has captured a moment in time, allowing the viewer to think about the man and his surroundings, and the wider context of the painting, too, namely the aftermath of the Great Depression. Grant Wood was an American painter who portrayed life in rural Midwestern America in the early to mid-20th century. His most well-known work, American Gothic, has captured the attention of art lovers for decades. It is a painting of a farmer and his daughter, which was posed for by Wood's sister and his dentist. The artist preferred countryside settings to urban ones in his life, spending very little time in cities. There has been debate about whether Wood was simply commenting on life in rural America, or if he was actively praising this lifestyle. The experts cannot seem to agree on a clear answer to the question. What was Wood's main intention? Wood began painting at a very early age, but also experimented with other media, including metal and wood. Apart from American Gothic, Wood produced advertisements and flyers, and he oversaw the making of stained glass windows in Munich. Jackson Pollock was an American abstract expressionist. Unlike so many artists, Pollock was well-regarded and his art was successful during his lifetime. His patron, Peggy Guggenheim, liked his work so much that she even assisted with the purchasing of his residence. Pollock is most famous for his drip painting, which initially might seem a bit chaotic, but his technique was very calm and he almost danced above the work to create the lines and swirls. His drip work earned him a lot of praise in the art community, but Pollock suddenly stopped using this drip technique after only 3 years. After he stopped using the drip technique, Pollock's commercial success fell quickly, as art collectors were not impressed by his newer work.